That is Warm, the brand new track from the brilliant Moncrief, who is, of course, from Waterford, now residing in London. And by the wonders of technology, he joins us on the line right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're all good. We're all good. Life is going well for you at the moment. Now, I know, obviously, with lockdown and all of that, you haven't been able to perform live and tour and probably do exactly what you want to have been doing. But the brand new EP is on the way, and we love the new track.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of excitement after the last, after the kind of the pause of the last year and a half.
Vinny here, Moncrief. It's described in a blurb we got from whether it be the record label or what as first ever love song. Is this true?
I mean, it's the first ever positive love song. Kind of relatively hopeful and happy love song I have, yeah.
Okay, so there's been love songs about heartbreak and
yeah, plenty of them, like plenty of them.
Oh God, you have to do that when you're a musician, don't you?
I know.
Yeah, no, but it is. It's very upbeat, and what we love about what I love about it as well, as you said, it's just about having that person in your life that is very, very special and loves you for your flaws and all.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a bit of hope.
Hoping that someone out there loves you for all your flaws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell us a bit about the music video that accompanies it, because it is really, really beautiful and very simple, as you say, and looks very like the Waterford coastline, but I believe it's not.
Yeah, I think it's my favourite video I've done. Like, it was basically me, one of my great friends is the guy that videoed it, his housemate and my girlfriend at the time, and we decided to just drive down to the south coast of England. Like, I just Googled the nicest driving road. We sat him on the back. We rented the cheapest convertible car we could find on a very, very dodgy app. Away we went, sat him on the back and hit record and played it out of the stereo.
And come here, there are some very famous music videos that are one take. Was this a one take thing?
Yeah, one take. Yeah, yeah. It was a bit stressful, basically because, I mean, it was all extremely, I mean, I don't know if I should be saying this on the radio. It was all very, very illegal.
Yeah, but, possibly not.
But yeah, like we were down there, it was down by the Isle of Wight. And like I said, I was driving, I won't go into the legalities of that, but I was driving and he was, my friend who was videoing it was sitting on basically what was the boot and had his feet on the chair of the back. And if you stop the video somewhere around, I think the first chorus where I'm going around a bend, you'll see the camera shudder a little bit. And that's when he nearly fell out.
Oh. I want to see the uncut version of this video.
Yeah, or like just the audio.
Oh, that's one of the things to tick off on the rock and roll bucket list, to kind of make a video like that.
Well, I mean, when you don't have a lot of money, you have to get creative. So
yeah, what I did like about it though is like we've all done that. We've literally all, you know, been in a car, top down, beautiful sunny day, singing our hearts out. Maybe not in a BMW convertible like you guys were.
Lads, I know if I could change it, I would, but I couldn't. Like, somebody told me about it. It was the cheapest car I could find. Literally was. It was like I would have got an old car if I could, but they were more expensive.
Kamir, is this all thanks now in part to the new deal you've signed? Because that's a huge thing as well. Big new kind of a deal for you. Does that kind of free you up or present you with new opportunities to do these kind of things that you'd be wanting to do?
Creatively, I mean, yeah, I did. I mean, before that, I mean, all that was prior to getting signed. So that was all. That was all just my budget. And like I said, I think it was the cheapest music video I've ever done.
Right.
But I think when you have something that's a simple idea, and you need, when you have no money, basically, you need to do a simple idea very well, which is what I've learned. But I think what the label has provided is just a bit of framework and a bit of like infrastructure around my releases, you know, just to kind of get it out to people at radio and get it out to like just as far reaching as I can, you know, and while not sort of hurting on my creativity.
Yeah. But listen, yeah, no, we're loving the new track. Like, I'm sure radio has gotten behind it. It's gone straight onto our A-list. So,
oh well, thank you guys very much. I mean, like, yeah, it seems to be getting some really good sort of reactions from people, and it's just people on the internet in general. Without getting too emotional about it, I feel like it really, after the last 2 years, And after the kind of the sort of turmoil of that and coming through all that, it's really, really nice to see people really engage and connect with it, like on a human level, you know.
It's such a radio friendly song as well, and I was up the country over the last couple of days and I always just tune into kind of any radio station and it's everywhere. I can tell you all radio stations over here are playing it off the scales, so it's just such a radio tune. And there's more to come with the brand new EP out very soon.
Well, yeah, the EP is coming out hopefully in the next, I would say, hopefully the next 8 weeks. Don't hold me to that. But
okay, we won't.
But it will be out with the relaunch of this tour, which is being launched today.
Tell us about the tour now, because I know you mentioned connecting with people, and one thing I know you've been doing a bit is the live streaming, like every artist has had to over the past while. But how eager are you to get out physically on stage now and start reconnecting face to face with fans?
Yeah, it's on a whole other level, really. It's a bit, this tour now that we've relaunched today went on sale initially December 2019. Mm. So it would be the 2 year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll be very emotional just to kind of come full circle, and just get to play these songs finally in a room where people won't have to worry about how close they're standing to people or yeah. I feel like live music has become a bit of a scapegoat in the last 18 months, you know. It's become a bit taboo or something. I don't know, weird, but I'm gonna bawl my eyes out when I get on the stage.
I'd say so. Listen, you left Waterford when you were 19, and obviously over the last couple of years you haven't had much opportunity to get back to Waterford. But are you going to be home anytime soon, or what's the plan?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, I was home back at Christmas time, as you do, and I'm not quite sure. I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Berlin, and between Berlin and London. And I think I'm going to be doing a few performances with the RT Concert Orchestra, which will be fun.
Wow.
Yes, that'll be fun. But I'll be back in Ireland, but maybe not in Waterford for a while.
Yeah.
I've got to make up some ground.
Yeah.
You know, but I will definitely be back in Waterford as soon as the sun comes out, coming out,
sunny
coming
Southeast,
out of the, yeah,
you know the
exactly.
Way it is. Yeah,
I know.
Maybe a BMW convertible.
Eating Dooley's chips out there in the prom in Tremor. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah. Listen, it's always great to chat to you, and thanks a million. You're so generous with your time as well. Really looking forward to hearing more of the new music and the tour coming up as well. Best of luck with that, and hopefully we'll see you back here in the Dacia soon. You'll pop in and say hi.
You will, of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, thanks a million, Moncrief.
Cheers.